Okay, we'll start. Okay, we'll join our hands and close our eyes. Arjun will say Namukar Mantra and Jaimin
Namo Ayantanam, Namo Siddhanam, Namo Ayanam, Namo Ujjayanam, Namo Lois Lavasahunam. Eso Panchanamukaro, Sarva Power Panasano, Mangalanam Cha Sarvesim, Pranamam Hohi, Mangalam.
Chattari Mangalam, Arihanta Mangalam, Siddha Mangalam, Sahu Mangalam, Kevli Paranto Dhamma Mangalam. Chattari Lagutma, Arihanta Lagutma, Siddha Lagutma, Sahu Lagutma, Kevli Paranto Dhamma Lagutma. Chattari Shanam Pavajami, Arihanta Shanam Pavajami, Siddha Shanam Pavajami, Sahu Shanam Pavajami, Kevli Paranto Dhamma Shanam Pavajami.
Excellent, very good. Okay. Arush?
Yes.
Hello. Can you tell us name of 24 Tirthankaras?
24 Tirthankars, Rishabhnath,
Very
Ajitnath,
good, yeah.
Sambhavnath, Abhinandanath, Sumatnath, Padma Prabhu, Suparshnath, Chandra Prabhu, Sheetalnath, Shayansnath, Vasapujya, Vimalnath, Anantnath, Dharmanath, Chandinath, Kuntanath, Arenath, Malinath, Munisuvratnath, Naminath, Neminath, Parshnath, Mahavir Swami.
Excellent, very good. Awesome. Who amongst us doesn't remember the all names of 24 Tirthankaras? Everybody? Arjun, you remember all the 24?
Yeah.
Yeah or yes? So you remember
Yeah.
all, right? Okay, very good. Natasha, you remember, and Dia and Jamin, you also remember all the 24 names, right? Very good. Okay, everybody of you got your test papers back with corrections,
Yeah, this
right?
Arjun,
Yeah, Arjun, say.
I realized that some of my answers didn't show up on the document that I sent because I was using a tablet to finish it for part of the
Okay.
time. And when I used the ink to ink in the answers.
Yeah, I have seen that. Some of the questions I have seen in ink. So which questions were left out, if you can tell me?
I can open the document and see which ones of mine were left out, but I don't have it open right now.
Okay, fine. It's okay. It's okay. Okay, so what I'm saying is, can I ask you anything from that book? Anybody? Everybody? Hello. Do you all remember all the questions? If I ask you something, you'll be able to answer?
Yes.
Sure, right? That was the whole purpose, right? Okay. So my question to whom shall I ask? Okay, we'll have a debate out here. Who is Bhagwan? Whom do we call Bhagwan? Dia, what do you think who Bhagwan is?
Manish
Dia.
Vitrasi, Hiradeshi.
One who is Vitragya and Sarvagya is known as Bhagwan, according to Dia, right, Dia, or something else as well?
Vitragi, Sarvagya, Hiradeshi.
Okay, so the one who is Vitragi, Sarvagya, and Hitopadeshi is known as Bhagwan, according to Dia. It correct? Amongst all
Yes.
of us, only Dia answered that Bhagwan is known as Vitragi, Sarvagya, and Hitopadeshi. What do we all think? Bhagwan is Vitragi or Sarvagya, or Bhagwan is Vitragi, Sarvagya, and Hitopadeshi as well? Natasha, what do you think? See, we are having a discussion today, okay? So we'll be coming back to our chapters, but this is very important and very interesting discussion. So just participate. What do you think, Natasha?
When I did the quiz, I said that Bhagwan is
Vitaragi and Sarvagya, but I think that Bhagwan is also, like now, I think that Bhagwan also could be Hitu.
No, just because I have sent you the answers doesn't mean you go wrong, okay? If you think Bhagwan is Vitaragi and Sarvagya only, you should support your answer. So what do you think I'm asking that? I'm not asking what is Bhagwan, I'm asking what according to you is Bhagwan. Bhagwan is Vitaragi Sarvagya, or Bhagwan is only Vitaragi, or Bhagwan is only Sarvagya, or Bhagwan is only Hitopadeshi, or three all the together.
Based on what I've learned and what I remember, I think that Bhagwan is Vitaragi and Sarvagya. Because I don't remember.
Very good. Yes. Because in the chapter Tirthankar and Bhagwan, we learned that Bhagwan is someone who is Vitaragi and Sarvagya.
Hello? Yeah, just a second. I think Anubhavji got dropped off. Let me check.
Hello?
Anubhavji, yeah.
Sorry. Okay. So, Pan Natasha, according to what we have learned till now, is that Bhagwan is Vitragi and Sarvagya. Arjun, what do you mean by Hitopadeshi? What do you think Hitopadeshi is?
I actually don't know what Hitopadeshi is. It's okay.
Then it's very fine. Okay, we have something to discuss. Okay.
Hello, yeah,
just... Arush? Yeah, Arush.
Yes?
Yeah, Arun?
Yes?
Janine, are you saying, yeah. Arush, what do we mean by Hitopadeshi? Do you know?
No.
Yes or no, just... What do you assess, what is Hitopadeshi? Okay, Janine, do you know what Hitopadeshi is?
No.
No, okay. Natasha, you have any idea?
What hit up? No, I don't know.
Yeah, it's okay. Dia, you know what Hitopadeshi is?
Hitopadeshi means who thinks good of everyone.
Who thinks good of everyone? Okay, very good. Okay, so we'll be coming to Hitopadeshi in the coming chapter because it's written in the very first, the thing we are reading, you know, the poem, the second line of the poem is describing the Hitopadeshi. Oh God, without anybody remember what we are learning, anybody of you remember the lines that we are learning these days? Oh God, devoid of attachments. Arjun, can you sing it?
I can't sing it because I think when the rest of the class was singing it, unfortunately...
Yeah, it's okay.
It's okay.
Okay, Arush sings very well. Arush, please, will you sing for us? The first four lines that we learned till now? Yeah, Arush, sing.
What does he have to sing?
This Dev Stuti that we are reading, the present chapter.
Oh God, devoid of attachment, omniscient, our well-being creature, let alone believe get destroyed by knowledge, some fellow prayer.
Oh, excellent, Arush. You sing well. Okay, so in this verse, what?
I sort of messed up on that one. Do you want me to sing again?
No. It's good. It's good. It's fine. Okay. So what we are learning is what is Bhagwan, okay? And it is the Bhagwan's stuti. It's Bhagwan's prayer, the prayer of God. Dev stuti. Dev means Bhagwan. So now in this prayer, what we'll be learning about is Bhagwan, about Bhagwan only. So in the first two lines, we have the complete definition. Now, Arjun is going to tell me what do we mean by Vitaragi. Arjun, this we have learned and you should know this. What is Vitaragi?
Vitragi is they don't have any attachments.
Very good. Devoid of attachments. Somebody who's devoid of attachments is without any attachments, right? Right, Arjun? Yeah. Correct. You guess or it is correct? It's right. You're confident that it's the answer.
I'm confident that it's the answer.
Very good. So somebody, okay, what is attachment? How do we define attachment? Arush, how do we define attachment? What is attachment?
An attachment is like,
Yeah.
I can't really.
Yeah, you know that.
Explain it.
What? We actually what? Okay, like you. Okay, it's fine. Do we all know what rag and dvesh are? Rag. Arush, have you heard about rag, dvesh?
Rag.
Vitrag. So rag comes from vitrag, right? Vitrag. So ever heard about rag? I'm asking rag. Natasha, do you know rag? Ever heard about rag?
No.
Okay. Arjun, you never, right? Rag.
Yeah, doesn't rag mean attachments?
Yeah, rag means attachments. Rag means what kind of...
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, this is Arjun.
Yeah, Arjun.
I think it just went blank for me. Did Anubhavji get disconnected?
Yeah,
I got disconnected. I am back. Okay, I'm back. Fine. There is a problem today. I'm getting dropped out again and again. Okay. So, Arjun, when I get attached to you means what? I start liking you, right? So if Arjun gets hurt, I feel bad because I find Arjun my friend, okay? So this is an attachment. This is known as rag. When we like something or somebody, it can be a thing. Like I like my laptop. So if my laptop doesn't work, I am worried. So I need to go to customer care and all, okay? So it can be attachment to something, okay? So it is known as rag. And opposite of it, if now I had a fight with one of the colleagues and we became, you know, real, you know, not good acquaintances. So now we think of, you know, hurting each other. So this is called dvesh, when we start disliking something or somebody. Okay, so we have two words, rag and dvesh. Dvesh is to dislike something or somebody. Rag is to like something or somebody. Okay? So, rag is attachment. Dislike is again attachment, but attachment in a negative way. That you don't want. In rag, you want things. In dvesh, you don't want things. So, rag is, you know, in positive way. In negative way is the dvesh. That, oh, I want it. Oh, I don't want it. Everybody got me? So we have two things, rag and dvesh. Jamin, what is rag? Hello.
When you're worried about?
When you worry about or when you start liking something or somebody. Okay, so like, you want to get it. You want to get it or you want it to be with you, right? So it's rag. And what is dvesh, Arush? What is dvesh?
What
is dvesh? We just learned about rag. Rag is to like. What is dvesh? Arush?
Like.
To like.
To not like.
Dvesh is to like. Asa, to not like, to dislike, to actually make it away from you.
Right.
To not like it. Very good. So dvesh is the feeling when you not like something. Rag is the feeling when you like something. And when you like something, you want to have it. When you don't like something, you want to make it away from you. Right? Correct? So rag and dvesh, these both together are known as attachment. And vitragi is the one who is devoid of attachment, means who is devoid of rag and dvesh. So who is vitragi? The one who is without rag or dvesh, otherwise known as attachment. So one is who is devoid of attachments, that is rag and dvesh, is known as vitragi. It's a Hindi word, vitragi. So bitna matlab jiska chala, like bitna means in Hindi, bitna means to get away. So whose attachments have been, like, have gone away. So somebody whose attachments have gone away is known as vitragi. Somebody whose rag and dvesh has gone away is known as vitragi. Done? Vitragi is done? Any questions? Hello? No questions, right?
So vitragi is devoid of attachments?
Yes, so devoid of attachments, being devoid of attachments is the other name for vitragi. So how our Bhagwan is, our Bhagwan doesn't have rag, he doesn't have dvesh. So he actually devoid of rag and dvesh, that means he's devoid of attachments. Therefore he's what? He's vitragi. Fine?
Okay.
Any question? Yes, Archan.
Rag is to like something, but what was the other word you said? I'm sorry, I couldn't hear it.
Dvesh, D-W-E-S-H.
And that means to dislike, right?
To dislike, actually to hate. Yeah, like, you know, there are two kinds of people. Actually, there are three. One is you like, so you be with them, like your friends. One is you don't like to be with. Like in your school, you must be having some, like, not good friends. You must be fighting with those, or you're not talking, you know. With them, you're not that friendly. So you don't like to be with, them, right? So you want to be with your friends, you have rag with your friends. You don't want to be with your enemies or something, like enemies of your friend or those who don't talk with you nicely. So you have dvesh with them. And there are a third kind that you see on the road. You're looking like 100 of people in the park, but neither you're liking them nor you're hating them. You just they make no difference to you. So that being vitragi towards them. You got the concept. One, in one situation you like your friend, you're doing rag with your friend. In second situation you don't like your enemy, so you're going away. So you're doing dvesh with your enemy. So whenever he comes in front of you, you actually start thinking bad about him. You actually, you know, wish that some bad will happen to him. Some bad should happen to him. You actually wish this. So this is vish. And third thing is, the existing of that person or thing doesn't make any difference to you. So this is being vitragi. Am I clear, Arjun, now?
Yes, thank you very much, Anubhavji.
Okay, so it's rag and dvesh, and somebody who is devoid of rag and dvesh is known as vitragi. Because of rag, our Bhagwan are known as vitragi, because they have been without rag, without attachment. So vit means without, rag matlab attachment or rag. So without rag is known as vitragi. Okay, fine, everybody is with me. It's very simple, right? So Bhagwan is someone who is vitragi. So we are true on the first part that, yeah, if somebody is Bhagwan, he has to be vitragi. Okay, who will tell me why? Natasha, why Bhagwan need to be vitragi?
Bhagwan, hello?
Yeah, Natasha. Why is it that our Bhagwans are vitragi? Why?
Bhagwans have to be vitragi, and vitragi means devoid of all attachments, because they are happy and they have destroyed all the karmas. So they don't have any, like, attachments to the world.
Yeah, It's fine, it's fine. But why do you have to destroy the attachment? Why this attachment? Why our Bhagwan doesn't have attachment? Why? I'm just asking, what is the reason? Why are Bhagwans... Yeah?
Because when they destroy... because when they destroy attachment, they have... like, that's the only thing that will help them preach the path of liberation and become happy. Truly happy.
Yeah, so you're saying to be happy you have to destroy attachment, right?
Yes.
Right? Why? I'm asking, why is it? Can you show me a practical example that with attachment you cannot be happy? Can you show me one example?
Yeah, for example, if you have like video games, right?
Yeah.
Like you'll be happy, but after, like, you play the game for, like, a month or 2 months, you'll get bored from the game.
Very nice. Or otherwise, in the period of 1 or 2 months, if that game gets broken, so I am a heartbroken, right?
Yeah, so it's not, like, endless happiness.
Yeah, so it's first thing, it's not going to be forever. And second thing, if that thing which you like, which you do, which you are attached with, get hurt, you actually feel very bad. So you actually feel the dukh, the pain, right? So actually you are searching happiness in that, but it is indirectly giving you the pain. So what do I need to do? That the presence of video game doesn't make any difference to me. So if it gets destroyed, I'm not worried. And if it's with me, I am not worried. Why? Because it is not making any difference. So I am what? I'm content in myself. So this is how I can get happiness. Have I made my point? Anybody has any question? Why Bhagwan need to be happy? Why does Bhagwan need to be vitragi? Because till the moment you have rag, you can never be happy. Forever. Arjun, are you finding this explanation logical, or do you want to give me some other example?
Join us.
I can't eat.
No, I found your example pretty well.
Yeah, same.
I heard Natasha's example and I think I understood that. So
okay. You're attached to video games then. Okay. Arush, you also got, so why Bhagwan need to be vitragi? Because it's a compulsion. It's logical compulsion that if you want to be happy, you have to be vitragi. It's being detached from the things. You won't be able to concentrate or to be content because things are very temporary. So they'll keep coming, they'll keep going. So your happiness will also become very temporary. It will come with the things coming and it will go with things going. So we want permanent happiness. And to get permanent happiness, you have to be what? Devoid of all attachments. So, oh God, devoid of attachments. Means what? Hey, Vitragi Bhagwan. Oh, Vitragi Bhagwan. Or, oh, Vitragi God. Indirectly, what is the meaning of this line? Oh, God, devoid of... Everybody has opened this file, Devastuti?
Yes.
Yes.
Everybody has it, right? Arjun, you have it?
Yes, I have it.
Wait, can you repeat it?
Okay, so the first... So the first line says what? Oh, God, devoid of attachments. Meaning what? Oh, God, you're Vitragi. Means that you're... Without rag and dvesh, yeah, without any love and hatred. In other words, are Bhagwan love us or no? Are Bhagwans love us or they don't love us? Daya.
Yes, sorry.
Hello, Daya. Are you there? Yeah, my question is, do our Bhagwan love us or they don't love us?
Can you please repeat it again?
My question is, do our Bhagwan love us or they don't love us? Love.
They don't.
They don't love us. Oh, Arjun, what do you think? They love us or they don't love us?
They don't love us because they're vitragi. They have no attachments.
So, like, then why are we praying to them if they don't care about us, they don't love us, then why do we pray to them then? What is the purpose? Correct, huh? Why are we doing this devotee then? Why are we doing this prayer? Yeah?
Because they show us the path of liberation. So that's why we're praying.
Because we'll again go to our basic, that we want happiness, he is happy, so he is my idol, that's it. If I am a soccer player, I have some great soccer player as my idol because I want to be like, so I am a dreamer, I want to get bliss, so I'll make my idol one who has the perfect bliss, complete bliss. So Bhagwan, you are vitragi, therefore you are devoid of attachments, and therefore you are like, you are with perfect bliss, you have complete happiness, therefore I am paying for you. Is it not like I want you, it's not like I want you to give me something or love me. It's just that you're my idol, so I am just praying to you so that I can be like you. So you're my idol, so I'm just praising you. Okay? Okay, so we, out of Bhagwan's definition, the edition we started, we are done with Vitragi. Anybody has any doubt about Vitragi? See, we have one story coming, so we'll have to make it really quick. We have to learn the meaning of these four lines, and then we have a story. Okay, anybody has any question about Vitragi? Yes,
no.
Or no? No, we don't have any questions. Very good. Okay. What is Sarvagya? Now, who will tell me about Sarvagya? Just Sarvagya?
This is Arjun. I can tell.
Oh, wait, Arjun. Wait. We'll give chance to Jaimin and then. Jaimin, what is Sarvagya?
I think Sarvagya is, you have eternal happiness.
Oh, you have eternal happiness, so you are known as Sarvagya. Okay. Arush, who is Sarvagya?
What's Sarvagya?
Yeah, the meaning of Sarvagya. Yeah.
I don't.
Are we all read it in the Bhagwan chapter, Tirthankar in Bhagwan chapter that we did. We had, have we forgotten everything that we learned in the first year? Okay, Arjun knows, Diya knows. Natasha, you remember what is Sarvagya, yes or no?
Sarvagya means omniscient and the person who knows everything.
Yeah, so omniscient is a person who knows everything. So what is who knows everything? How do we define who knows everything? So what does everything contain? Arjun, what is everything?
This is Arjun.
Yes. Hello, Arjun?
Yeah, this is Arjun.
Arjun.
I'm not sure exactly what everything means, but they have all knowledge about this world, I believe, or this universe, I believe.
Yes. Yeah, so this universe, I'm saying, what we think is he knows everything. Now, we'll just analyze. Is what does everything contain? So we have a first three parts of this world. Anybody remember three parts of this world? Teen Lok, anybody? Diya remembers it because we just did it in a class. Anybody of you, there are three parts of the world. Some upper part, some Devas live there, we live in some other part, and Narkis live in some other part. Anybody remembers? We did it.
I think I remember.
This is Arjun. Can I take a stab at it?
Okay, start. Natasha as well remembers. Okay, Natasha will come to you. Yeah, Arjun.
So it goes heaven, then is it possible that it's earth and then it's hell?
Okay, it's possible that it could be this, but the names are a little bit different and very simple. So you have made it very complicated. I'll tell you very simple names. Very good, Arjun. Your concept is correct, but I'll tell you three types of world is what. Okay, Natasha. Natasha, say.
There's called, I think it's called Devgati. That's where all the devas live.
Yes, Devgati.
Yeah, and then there's Manushya Gati. And then there's Nark.
Very good, Manushya Gati. Nark Gati. And there's one more Gati.
I don't remember that one.
So just because I asked three, so you made three Gatis. See, what you said is Gati. Gatis are four. These Gatis are the form of Jivas, the form of Jivas in which they are found. So I am a soul, I am Manushya. I am a human being, so I am in Manushya Gati. But at the same time, that cow or that bird who is flying or that fish in the pond, she is also a jiva, but she is not human being. So she is in Tiryansh Gati. She is animal. So that's in animal Gati or Tiryansh Gati. Devas are also jivas, so they are in Dev Gati or heaven. And Narki jivas are also jivas, so they are in Narak Gati. So these are the four Gatis. So this is a separate chapter that we'll be doing later. Very good, Natasha. Okay, so these are the four life forms that jivas are found in. Okay, my question is, there are three parts of the world. Okay, so how does our world look like? Have you all seen the map of the world, the globe?
Yes.
Yes, everybody has seen. Yeah. That map never ever matches with the map of Zen philosophy. How our geography is, I'll tell you. Come to slide number 9. Slide number 9.
In the Dev Stuti?
Yeah, in the Dev Stuti, yes, only. Slide number 9. Maybe eliminate that process.
I'm on slide number 9.
Yeah, sorry. Who else is... Everybody got slide number
9? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, now in the slide number 9, from the right-hand side, lower side, there is one picture. Some shape is made there, okay? Do you see that?
Yes.
Yes, so how does it look like? You have a man standing... You find it like a man putting his hands on his waist and spreading his legs, and he's beheaded, so he has no head. Do you find the shape? Hello?
Yeah,
just
this is Arjun.
A man.
Looks like he has a head in my picture.
Yeah, for me, there's just a picture of a
lotus. Yeah, it doesn't have any head.
No,
it's a lotus, you find?
Yeah,
it's...
Hello. Wait. I'll tell you how to look at it, okay? If I'll stand up and I'll spread my two legs in opposite direction. Now you see the base of the figure, okay? They are spread, so those two lines are my legs, which are spreading, okay? Everybody get me? I'm talking about the lower portion. Do you get me? From my waist, my legs are stretching in opposite direction. So they're spreading. Infection. Do you get the lower part? You have to imagine I'm standing in that position. Do you get me? Hello, yes or no?
Kind of.
Arjun? Yeah, kind of. Okay. Just imagine that I have stretched my legs in opposite direction, like the two lines that you see in the figure. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, now I put my hands on a waist. So how my hands shape become? They're actually becoming like the two waists they have, because my hands will be, if I put my hands on my waist, so they won't be a straight line. Right? They'll be making an angle.
Yeah.
Are you getting me?
Yeah.
Arush?
Yes.
Yes?
And you just ignore my head. Just see if I have no head. So now, how do I look like? Do I not look like this figure only? See, I have my legs spread in both the directions. I have my hands on my waist. So my hands won't be a straight line. They'll be like the figure that we have. It's going triangular. So we have a triangular side, so we are making it like that. Are you getting me or not? Nobody could imagine me. Okay, what I'll do, I'll send you the picture of mine in this position in the next class, and then we'll analyze what I was trying to convince you guys. Okay, fine. Forget it. So this is what you see is the actual globe. This is the actual, you know, map of the world we live in. Okay? Hello. I know it's kind of very new concept to you, and it's kind of something you're hearing for the first time. But you must have seen this kind of structure in Jain temples ever. Hello? Hello?
Hello, this is Arjun.
Is it lost or am I going like onto some other... Yeah, Arjun, am I going to some other world of what, or is it talking something like very typical? Hello, I want replies. I'm not listening to any of your voices. Okay, you got disconnected. What? Are you there, Chairman?
Yeah.
Chairman? Yeah, are you listening to me or you're having a good sleep?
I'm listening.
Yeah, Jim. Oh, I'm glad that you are. Dia, you're as well. Okay, Dia, so we have, this is a map of the three loop. Now, we have the upper part and we have the lower part. So just divide it in two, so where the, you know, waist is. So the part below the waist means the half of the world, which is lower part, is known as Adholok. Adho means down. So the down world or the lower world. So we call it Adholok or the lower world. What do we call it? Adho means nicha, means lower. Lower world, we call it. Okay? Okay? Adholok or lower world. Okay? Now the waist. Just look at the waist. The simple, tiny waist. Okay, where I'm putting my hands. The waist. Okay, the center, which is very minute. The center, which is like a 1 centimeter in breadth, right? This is known as middle world. This is the middle of the... After lower, in the middle, this is called middle world. Or my... Dear Lok, we live in this. Hello, yeah, Natasha.
Yeah, what was the name of this?
Hello, Natasha, getting me?
What is the name of this?
The lower world is Adholok. Adholok. Lok. This is the map of three loks. There are three lok. Lok means the world we live in. Okay, so the lower lok, the middle lok, or the lower world, middle world, and the upper world. So then above waist is all urdhva lok, means upper world. Yeah, what is the question, Natasha?
What's the name of the middle lok?
It's madhya. Madhya means middle. Madhya lok.
Hello.
Hello,
yeah,
this is Arjun. I think Anubhavji got disconnected again.
Yeah, I think so. So, Natasha, you got the name of the middle world, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So what's the name of the upper world? Who can answer me? Arush, can you name what is the name of the upper world?
I do not know what the name of the upper world.
What's the name?
I do not know.
You don't know. Okay. Anyone else knows the name of the upper world? Natasha, Arjun, Jamin?
No.
Tia? You know the name of the upper world? Okay, so there are three worlds, right? Three lok, upper world, middle world, and the lower world, right? The upper world is known as Uddar Lok. It is known as Uddar Lok. And the middle world is known as Madhya Lok. Hello, Anubhavji, are you back?
Yes, I'm back. Okay, so we have Adho Lok. Below the waist, the waist, only the tiny waist is the Madhya Lok, and the part above the waist, which is again huge, is Urdhva Lok. And in the top, you can see one, you know, half moon is made yellow colored. If you go, if you zoom it. Arjun.
What was the name of the upper Lok?
Urdhva. U-R-T-H-A-V, Urdhva.
Okay, and I'm
okay,
sorry,
so,
I forgot. I couldn't catch the bottom one.
The bottom one is Adho, A-D-H-O, Adho.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. So now on the top of this, on the top you can see a half moon. Can you see half moon colored yellow on the top of this teen look in the upper world? Look in the top, you can see a tiny half moon. Can you see?
Hello. What slide are we looking at? I can't find it.
You have to look at the top of this map. At the top, can you see some thing like a half moon?
Well, which slide?
Yellow colored. For the same slide on the teen lok, on the map of the teen lok. Ninth slide.
Is it
on the same map? It's not in upper right. It's on the map only. It's on the same. Center upper of the map, towards my head, on my neck. Can you see on my neck one siddhisha, one half moon structure which is colored yellow?
So, is the head is blocking the moon?
Yeah, the blocking the moon. Yeah. So it's the, can you see that moon?
Arjun found
the moon. Okay, Arjun found the moon. Who else found the moon? German, did you get what I'm saying?
The moon?
Yeah, the moon. Did you see that yellow colored?
Behind the god's head?
Not god heads. We are on the slide number 9 on the map of the teen lok. Upper world, middle world, lower world.
Yes.
On the slide 9. So on the top of the upper world, small, tiny moon, half moon. Did you find Natasha, Arush?
Yeah, slide 9 of Devstuti, right?
Yeah, it's slide 9 of Devstuti on the same upper world. You see upper world, the top of the upper world, there is small moon. Did you see it?
Yeah, we found it.
Is it orange?
It's orange is the color of the slide. You're looking at the picture of Teen Lok Chairman, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So on the top, in the upper world, you find small, moon shaped something. Yes.
One minute. I guess there is some confusion in terms of who is watching which slide.
Okay.
The slide of the Teen Lok, what you are talking about, right?
Yes, slide number 9.
Slide No, that is appearing on slide number 5 for Diya. So I am confused, like, which slide are we referring to?
Okay.
I mean, the
thing is,
Loka are there in slide 5, where, you know, it talks about...
Okay. Sorry. I have added a few more slides. Sorry. Yeah, it's on slide number 5. I'm so sorry.
No problem. So, Natasha, Arush, Arjun, and Jaimin, on slide number 5, are you seeing that picture of teen looks on your right-hand side corner?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So, this is the slide which Anubhavji is explaining.
Oh, so sorry. So, now can you able to imagine me in that without head structure? Looking at it?
Yeah.
Hello? Arjun, you were referring to this slide only or something else?
No, I was saying on slide 9.
Oh, so sorry then. Then I'll have to repeat it all again. That is that slide 9 is the Arjun Bhagwan's photo. So it's picture of Arjun Bhagwan in Samavsharan. Okay, now I'll tell you again. Now look at this. Have you seen this picture? The right side, blue, right hand side, something. Have you seen before it? Have you seen before? Hello? I guess a story will, you know, I don't think we'll be able to start story today. Hello? Everybody can see the picture of Teen Lok now?
Yeah. Hello?
Hello, I guess, Anubhavji got disconnected again. Let me just quickly check.
Okay. I have joined back. Okay. Yeah. Now, Arjun, you all look at this picture and imagine now those, you know, below part, which is looking like a triangle going upside. Okay, so I'm those two lines are my legs which are stretched in opposite direction. Can you imagine now? Hello? No, you cannot. Okay, I'll give you the picture next time when we come. Just get this, that the center part in which the two parts of this are joined, the center of this map is the Madhya Lok, the line which is the thinnest. Hello? Arjun?
Yeah.
Natasha? Yeah, so the upper part is known as Urdhva Lok. The middle line, the small middle line, 1 centimeter long. It's very thin. That middle line where the two parts are meeting up.
Anubhavji. For me, it looks...
And these 7, yes, it looks like. Yes. Yeah, Arjun, say.
So for
Arjun.
Me, it looks this for in my picture, it looks somewhat like a triangle and then a kind of sideways square or rectangle.
Yeah.
Is that what it's supposed to look like? And then
exactly.
in the middle,
it's
there's
supposed
a,
to look like the same.
In the middle, there's a semicircle,
yeah,
and that's the middle, right?
Yeah, there's a semicircle in the middle, so that's the middle. And then below there are 7 blocks. So these are 7 hells, 7 narak. These are 7 naraks, or 7 hells, the blocks. In the lower part, there are 7 blocks if you count these. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And above that, there is a semicircle, which is middle world. And above that, there is this again rectangle in the middle of it. These are havens, 16 havens. And on the top is the half moon, which I was talking about. The half moon. Can you see it now, Arjun? The half moon on the top of the picture?
Yeah.
Hello? Yeah, so this yellow color, a little bit yellow. Encircling it. So this is where Siddha is. This moon shaped structure is known as Siddhishila. This is the Siddhisha. What did we talk about? Hello. Natasha, Arush, did you get me? Natasha, Arush, I know it's very confusing. In the next class, I'll be mailing you some pictures which are very clear and which will have the directions, okay? So we'll be learning it in the coming chapter. Or when we'll come to the slide number 5, we'll be learning this, okay? Okay, so what I'm saying is this is the Teen Lok where all the substances live. Every deva, nothing is outside this map. Everything is inside this map. Outside this map is, you know, just a space. There is no air, nothing. Nothing is there. There is only space. Everything which exists in this world is in this shape only. And our omniscient, our Sarvagya Bhagwan knows each and everything of this world. Everything. Means what is happening in hell to which jiva. What is happening to us. At the same time, he is listening to my conversation to you. At the same time, he is knowing that what is going on in Jaimin's mind. Or he is listening to what Natasha is thinking about the class. Or what Natasha is thinking about the picture. What is Arjun is trying for the next, what to do after this class. Everything is going at the same time. So this is the power of being omniscient. He knows everything and he knows everything at the same time, simultaneously everything. So at the same time he listens to us that we're talking. At the same time, if there is a computer or there is a movie going on in our TV, he's actually knowing what is going on in the movie, in the TV as well. So he knows everything, each and everything that happens in his world, everything our omniscient Bhagwan knows. So that's why he is known as Sarvagya or omniscient. So somebody who is a knower of all the Teen Loks and all the things happening in this Teen Lok or this three world is known as Sarvagya. Am I clear?
Yes.
Hello. Okay. Now, so we are done with Vitaragis, who doesn't do any rag or dvesh or love or hatred, or who is without attachments. The world of attachments is known as Vitaragi. When he knows everything about Teen Lok, everything in and about Teen Lok simultaneously is known as omniscient or Sarvagya. And now third is remaining, that was our point of discussion today, Hitopadeshi. Who is Hitopadeshi? She means our well-being preacher. Okay, who gave us Jinvani? Who gave us Divyavani?
Arihanta Parameshti.
Arihanta Parameshti means who is Bhagwan? Arihanta Parameshti is Bhagwan, right? So if Arihanta Parameshti would not have given us Divyadvani, will we be having a discussion here today without that Jinvani? Arush, what do you think? If there was no Jinvani, will there be any Pathshala? Arush?
Yes.
Without Jinvani, any Pathshala possible? If there was no Jinvani in existence, were we reading all this? Would have we never have read this, right? If we didn't have Jinvani, right?
Right.
So because of whom? By whom? Arihanta Parameshti. So actually, he's doing what? He's actually preaching for our well-being. He's actually preaching for our salvation. So what do we call him? Hitopadeshi. Somebody, hit means well-being. Upadeshi means preacher. Somebody who is preaching for our well-being is known as Hitopadeshi.
Anubhavji.
Am I clear? Yes, say.
So Hitopadeshi is basically someone who preaches well-being.
someone who gives us the somebody who actually preaches us for or who shows us the path of happiness. We want happiness, so who will be doing the good to us? Who will be giving us happiness? So can anybody give us happiness? No one can give us happiness. So what can somebody do? Somebody can show us the path of happiness. So who has done it? Arahant Bhagwan has done it. So therefore, Arahant Bhagwan is the preacher of my well-being. Therefore, he is Hitopadeshi. Am I clear?
Yes.
Arjun? Because he cannot give us happiness, that is for sure. Because nobody can give you happiness. Right? Like, nobody can give you knowledge. If you go to school, the teacher will give you knowledge. No, he cannot give you knowledge. You have to learn yourself. He will be teaching you. The same way Bhagwan cannot give us happiness. But Bhagwan will be teaching us that how to get happiness. Then we have to tread on that path and we'll get the happiness. So who is Bhagwan? He is preacher of our happiness. He's actually preaching for our happiness. So he is known as Hitopadeshi. So the one who preaches for my good, for my happiness, is known as Bhagwan. Am I clear? Anybody has any question about Hitopadeshi?
No.
Arjun doesn't have any question. Jamin has any question?
No.
Jamin doesn't have any question. Okay, Natasha has question?
No.
Arush also doesn't have any question. And Dia also don't have any question. Dia doesn't have any question. Okay, now there is one doubt which is a homework for you all. So just tell me, see, who gives us Divyadhvani? Tirthankaras give us Divyadhvani, right? Right? Hello? Hello, Arjun? Dia?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear your question. Could you please repeat it?
Yeah, yeah. My question is, everybody listen to me, okay? That we learned who gave us Divyadhvani.
Hello?
So Tirthankaras give us Divyadhvani. Yeah, Natasha, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Who gave us Divyadhvani? Tirthankaras give us Divyadhvani, right? We are discussing about Bhagwan. So Bhagwan is somebody who is Vitragi, Sarvagya and Hitopadeshi. But who gave us Divyadhvani? Tirthankaras give us Divyadhvani. So we should call Tirthankaras Hitopadeshi. Why are we calling all the Bhagwans Hitopadeshi? Did you get my question? Who gave us Divyadhvani? Only Tirthankaras. Right? Hello?
Yes, I think
question?
I understand.
My question is, we are giving definition of Bhagwan. So who is Bhagwan? Bhagwan is somebody who is Vitragi Sarvagya. It is fine. Bhagwan is somebody who is Vitragi and Sarvagya. But not every Bhagwan gives us Vidvani. Tirthankaras gives us Vidvani. So why are we making definition of Bhagwan as somebody who is Vitragi Sarvagya and Hitopadeshi? Why can't we stop at Vitragi and Sarvagya? My question. So my one question is it correct that only Tirthankaras give us Vidvani or someone who is not Tirthankara but Arahanta can also give us Divyadhvani? You have to search for it, okay? Ask your parents, ask anybody. The homework is that only Tirthankaras give us Divyadhvani or other Bhagwans also give us Divyadhvani. We are calling every Bhagwan Hitopadeshi. So is it like only Tirthankaras give us Divyadhvani or other Bhagwans as well give us Divyadhvani? Did you get my question? What is the homework?
Yes,
Hello?
I did.
Okay, so you have to search for it. Okay, so I'll be asking you in the next time. Okay? Fine. So, oh God, you're Vitragi, you're Sarvagya, you're Hitopadeshi, so you're devoid of attachment, so ocean and your belt being preacher. What do we pray to you? Please do destroy our wrong belief. Why? Because it is the wrong belief which is making us, you know, in all this pain, in this world. So how will you destroy our wrong belief? By our own knowledge. So you'll be giving us this Jinvani, we'll be reading it, we'll be understanding it, and the sun of knowledge rise amongst our hearts, and with that sun, the you know, what we say, the darkness of this wrong belief will get destroyed with the, you know, sunshine of the knowledge sun, and this is our prayer, so please fulfill our prayer. So what is our prayer? Our prayer is to destroy our wrong belief, that is mithyatva. Why what? By getting the right belief, right? That is knowledge sun. So we are praying to Bhagwan, who is Vitragi Sarvagyan Hitopdeshi, that may he destroy our wrong belief and may he make the right knowledge rise into us. The first four lines are very simple. Done. So I guess our story is pending for the next class. So in the next class, we'll start with the story. Then we'll be going to next four lines. Okay?
Yes.
Hello?
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll read one by one these four lines, and I want every one of you to learn these. Yes, yes, Arjun, say.
So next week,
Arjun.
Unfortunately, I will be out of town, so I won't be able to use Vonage to call you in.
Oh, okay. So you don't want to miss the story or what?
I will attend the call. I will attend the call, but I just won't be able to use Vonage to call you in.
Hello?
Okay, so you can listen to me. Yes, you can listen. You could listen to me. You will be able to listen to me, right?
Yes, I will be able to.
Okay, fine. Then there's no problem. Yeah, Natasha, what are you saying?
Next week and probably for the week after, Arush and I will not be able to join because we might be going on vacation.
Oh, okay.
Whatever
fine.
Plans you have, Arush and Arjun, just drop me an email so we can,
okay.
You know, conduct the class accordingly. Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess because on the New Year, you all must be going out, I guess, and on the weekend or on the eve of New Year, you will be there or not, but I don't know. Okay, we'll see. Okay, so what we'll do is one by one. Yes.
No, I'm about
okay.
To
okay.
We'll see, like, once they give their plans, we'll, you know, plan our sessions accordingly, because I guess, you know, if a few of the students are here, we can continue and then catch up with respect.
Yeah, fine. Okay, so what we'll do, and our Daslakshan, we didn't revise about Daslakshan Dharma today. We'll be doing it in the next class. Okay, so Natasha Naresh, if you're not going to join us for the next week, please, I keep mailing you the quizzes, so please keep just filling those quizzes and just communicate in that way if you can. Because, you know, when you come after 2 weeks, we forget, it's a washout. We forget everything that we have learned. So I don't want you to lose out, because then our 2-3 sessions go in revising stuff. And we have only 4 sessions in a week, so we have so much to cover up. So I want you to not forget the things we read, then it's fine, okay? We should not, lose out or draw out the pace that we are walking on. Fine. Okay, so what we'll be doing is we'll be singing. So I'll be singing first. Dia will be singing after me. Then Arjun, then Jaimin, then Arush, and then Natasha. Okay, and then I'll read Ramukar Mantra today, and then we'll hang up. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, so I'm singing. The four lines, the first four lines, we all have to know this poem. So when we go next time to the temple, we have something other than Amukar Mantra to speak in front of a Bhagwan. Okay, so it's a prayer. So we're learning it. O God, devoid of attachments, omniscient, all-well-being preacher, let a wrong belief get destroyed by knowledge and fulfill prayer. Dia. Okay, Arjun?
I'm singing the second slide, right?
Yeah, second slide. We are all singing second slide.
Oh.
Second slide, okay, fine.
Oh God, devoid of attachments, omniscient, our well-being preacher, let our wrong belief get destroyed by knowledge, Son, fulfill prayer.
Very good. Jaimin?
Oh God, devoid of attachments, omniscient, our well-being preacher, let our wrong belief get destroyed by knowledge, Son, fulfill prayer.
Excellent, Jaimin. Arush.
Oh God, devoid of attachments, omniscient, our well-being preacher, let our wrong belief get destroyed by knowledge, Son, fulfill prayer.
Very good. Natasha.
Oh God, devoid of all attachments, omniscient, our well-being preacher, let our wrong belief get destroyed by knowledge, Son, fulfill prayer.
Okay, fine. Thank you so much. I'll be reading Namukar Mantra only, and then we.
I guess we lost Anubhavji. Okay, anyways, I'll just tell Namokar Mantra and then we'll wind up the class. Om Namo Arihantanam, Namo Siddhanam, Namo Ayaryanam, Namo Uvajayanam, Namo Loe Savasaunam, Eso Pancha Namo Yaro, Sava Pava Panasano, Mangalanam cha savesim paramam hoi mangalam. Okay, thank you, Jai Jinendra. Thanks to everyone.
Jai
Jinendra.
Jai Jinendra. Jai Jinendra. Jai Jinendra.
Hello, Uchi?
Wait, give me a second. Hello? Hello? Hello?